Yashoda Nandana, Nandana, Nandana. विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्य श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य विभूति फाउंडर आचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपी गोपीनाथ राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय। श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा देवी की जय। श्री श्री गौरनिताय की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। वृंदा देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। समवेत वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली डिवोटीज। श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग हरे कृष्ण। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 42 ब्रेकिंग ऑफ द बॉ। Today, from text 6 up to text 10. So, text 10 is purport. So, I am reading 6, 7, 8, 9 myself. Then we will together recite 10, verse 10. Text 6. Prasanno Bhagavan Kubjam Trivikram Ruchirananam दिज्जिम् कर्तुम् मनश्चक्रे दर्शयन् दर्शने फलम्। लॉर्ड कृष्ण वाज प्लीज्ड विथ त्रिवक्रा, सो ही डिसाइडेड टू स्ट्रेटन दैट हंचबैक गर्ल विथ द लवली फेस जस्ट टू डेमोन्स्ट्रेट द रिजल्ट ऑफ सीइंग हिम। तद्भ्याम् आक्रम्य प्रपदे द्विः अंगुली उत्तानपानिना प्रगृह्य चिबुके अध्यात्मम् उदनीनाम् अच्युतः। प्रेसिंग डाउन ऑन हर टोज विथ बोथ हिज फीट लॉर्ड अच्युत प्लेस्ड वन upward pointing finger of each hand under her chin and straightened up her body. Sa tadarjuh sam anangi brihas shroni payodhara mukunda sparsanat sadyo बभूव प्रमदोत्तमः। simply by Lord Mukunda's touch, Trivakra was suddenly transformed into an exquisitely beautiful woman with straight, evenly proportionate limbs and large hips and breasts. Text 9. Tato rupa guna udarya samparna prahake sabam uttari yantam akrishya smayanti jatahishaya. Now endowed with beauty, character and generosity, Trivakra become to feel lusty desires for Lord Kesava. Taking hold of the end of his upper cloth, she smiled and addressed him as follows. Text 10. Ehi Bira Griham Yamo Na Tvam Tyaktum Ihotsahe Toyan Mathita Chittayaha Prasida Purusar Sabha Ehi Bira Griham Yamo Natvam Tyaktum Ihotsahe Tvayan Mathitaha Chittaya Prasida Purusar Sabha Yehi Bira Griham Yamo Natvam Tyaktum Ihotsahe Tvayan Mathitaha Chittaya Prasida Purusar Sabha Yehi Bira Griham Yamo Natvam Tyaktum Ihotsahe Tvayan Mathitaha Chittaya Prasida Purusar Sabha Word meaning Ehi come Bira O hero Griham to my house Yamaha let us go Na not Twam you Tyaktum to leave Iha here Utsahe I can be here. Toya by you. Anmathitaha agitated. Chittaya on our whose mind. Prasida, please have mercy. Purusarisabha, O best of men. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Trivakra said, come, O hero, let us go to my house. I cannot bear to leave you here. O best of males, please take pity on me. Since you have agitated my mind. Purport. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur supplies the following conversation. Krishna, is it for the purpose of dining that you are inviting me to your house? Trivakra, I simply can't leave you here. Krishna, but people here on the king's road will misconstrue what you are saying and laugh. Therefore, please don't speak like this. Trivakra, I can't help being agitated. You made the mistake of touching me. It's not my fault. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jana Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati So Padantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripasindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yahi Vira Griham Yama Natvam Tyaktumihotsahe Twayan Mathitaha Chittaya Prasida Purusar Sabha. Trivakra said, come hero, let us go to my house. I can't bear to leave you here. O best of males, please take pity on me, since you have agitated my mind. Hare Krishna. So, after leaving Vrindavan with Akrura, Krishna Balaram, in Akrura Ghat, they saw their Vishnu form to Akrura. And this Akrura Ghat is also the border line of Vrindavan and Mathura. So, the Vrajendra Nandan Krishna, he remains in Vraja. Only the Vishnu form, the Vasudeva Krishna, just enter Mathura. As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Swayam Rupe Gopo Vesa Ami Gopo Gyan. Vasudeva Khetriya Vesa Ami Khetriya Gyan. When Krishna was in Vrindavan, he was thinking, I am son of Nanda Maharaj. I am a coward boy. In this way, this coward, the dress of a coward boy was fit in Vrindavan. But when they come to Mathura, immediately they thought, we are princess. We are prince. We are son of Vasudeva. So they need royal dress. This coward dress, this is not fit for us. So that's why the Krishna Balaram, they saw this washerman. And Krishna simply with his fingertip just beheaded the washerman, and took, when the washerman was misbehaved them, Krishna Balaram, then they are simply asking for some cloth, and he started speaking harsh words to them. So they took the clothes according to their own choice, not only for them, for Krishna Balaram and so many coward boys with them. They all took the clothes because the washerman himself was died, and that washerman was the same washerman in Ramachandra's pastime, who was criticizing Ramachandra. Sita went to Ravana's under the capture of Ravana, and she stayed there so many days and so many years. Later, Ramachandra again accepted her. In this way, criticizing. Then I am not going in detail. So they took all the royal dresses that was meant for Kamsa. So the dress was very large in size. So they took the help of weaver. He asked the tailor to make the clothes according to their size. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So then they became very pleased. They blessed the weaver and they wear the clothes very gorgeously and looks like princess. Then he marched forward. Then now nice dress. Then they need garlands. So they met Sudama Mali. He was a devotee, and he behaved the lords, and he worshipped them, and he supplied them the beautiful garlands that is befitted to them. So after having garlands, now they need what? Sandal. Sudama Mali also gave some sandal, but they need more. The whole body must be anointed with some fragrance, with some better types of ointments to decorate their bodies. So then, when they are walking forward, they saw a hunchbacked woman. She was Trivakra. That is in this chapter, the description is about that. So her name was also Kubja. So she was carrying a very nice whole plate full of very fine ointments and with sandalwood pulps, and it is meant for Kamsa. She was every day used to go to Kamsa and use this fragranced ointments put on his Kamsa's body. Kamsa was very pleased for with him. So that day she was going, then Krishna Balaram came in front of him with her other covered waist. Then that's why that Krishna addressed this Kubja. Lord Krishna was pleased to see Trivikrama. Then Krishna asked, "Who are you, O beautiful thighed one? Wah, ointment! Who is it for, my dear lady? Please tell us truthfully. Give us both some of your finest ointment, and you will soon gain a great boon." Krishna just smilingly approached this Trivikrama. So then the maid servant, the Trivikrama, replied, "Oh, handsome one, I am a servant of King Kamsa, who highly regards me for the ointments I make. My name is Trivikrama. Who else but you to deserve my ointments? Who is the lord of the bhojas like so much?" Her mind overwhelmed by Krishna's beauty, charm, sweetness, smiles, words and glances, Trivikrama gave both Krishna and Balaram generous amount of ointment. So in this way, anointed with these most excellent cosmetics, which adorn them with hues that contrasted with their complexions, the two lords appear extremely beautiful. Because the acharyas suggest that Krishna spread yellow ointment upon his body and Balaram blue ointment upon his body. Then Krishna was pleased with the Trivikrama, so he decided to straighten that hunchbacked girl with the lovely face, just to demonstrate the result of seeing him. So, after pressing down on her toes with both his feet, Lord Achyuta placed one upward, pointing finger up each hand and under her chin and straightened all her body. So, simply by Lord Mukunda's touch, Trivikrama was suddenly transformed into an exquisitely beautiful woman with straight, evenly proportioned limbs and large hips and breasts. Now, endowed with beauty, character and generosity, Trivikrama became to feel lusty desires for Kesava. Taking hold of the end of his upper cloth, she smiled and addressed him as follows. That is the today's verse. That is, he told that Trivikrama said, "Come, hero, let us go to my house. I can't bear to leave you here. O best of males, please take pity on me, since you have agitated my mind." Actually, as in previous verse, it is mentioned that Kubja or Trivikrama was an expansion of Satyabhama's, the Bhushakti of the Supreme Lord. So that's why this is, otherwise it is not possible for a conditioned soul to approach Krishna in the way that is Trivikrama or this Kubja is approached to Krishna.
Some other commentators, they mentioned that even this Trivakra or Kubja, in her previous life, in Puranas also is mentioned that she was Suparnakha, the sister of Ravana. When Ramachandra, Rama, Lakshmana, Sita, they were in Dandakaranya, that is in the bank of Godavari, now in present Nasik. So bank of Godavari, there is a nice cottage Lakshmana made for Sitaram, and Sitaram was staying there. Lakshmana just little distance, he was there. And one time this Suparnakha came there, and seeing the extremely beautiful feature of Lord Ramachandra, she developed lusty desire, and she was attracted to Ramachandra and approached Ramachandra to become her husband. Anyhow, but Ramachandra just told him jokingly, "Look, I am, because she was a demon, she was not so beautiful, but she was transformed herself in a beautiful feature." So understanding the situation, so Ramachandra told just, "I am married, I have my wife here with me, I have another younger brother, and you can just little distance, he's there, you can go and marry him. So when Suparnakha approached Lakshmana told, "Look, I am a servant. I am a servant of my elder brother Rama and Sita. Sita is also worshipable for me. So I am a servant of Sita Ram. So if you marry me, then you have to also become a servant, maid servant for Sita Ram. It is better you go and marry Ramachandra. A Kshatriya can accept many wives." So like this, so she again returned back. Then she was thinking, because Ramachandra has a wife, Hare Krishna, Ramachandra has a wife, the Sita, that's why he is not accepting me. So she wanted to kill Sita, just in furious form, just to try to eat Sita, just run towards Sita. Then immediately Ramachandra told Lakshmana, "Hey, don't make such jokes. This is not the time for making joking. Just give what is needful. Punish this demoness. So Lakshmana cut the nose and ears of that sister of Ravana. It is mentioned that because of this, Ramachandra could not fulfill the desire of that Suparnakha because he was Maryada Purushottama. So when he came as Lila Purushottama, when Krishna appeared, then he fulfills his desire. The same Suparnakha, it is mentioned some places. But here, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is telling that Kubja was expansion of Satyabhama, is the Bhu Shakti. The earth planet, just like the planet Earth is full of so many unwanted kings and population. So Krishna is appeared just to destroy all these unwanted populations and the Kshatriyas, and to make the earthly planet again peaceful and happy. So that's why the Trivakra has so three places in this is ugly form. So that's why Krishna make her straight, just putting his both feet on her toes and just touching her cheek in his finger and just make her straight. Similarly, Krishna, it was pointed out that in future he is going to make the earth completely free from the unwanted kings and populations. So in this way, we can see that how this Tribhakra or the Kubja is not an ordinary person. There is some history. Krishna also in this Dandakaranya, there are many sages. It mentioned that after seeing the beauty of Ramachandra, some sages they wanted to embrace Ramachandra. But Ramachandra told, this is not possible for me. In next, when Lila Purushottam came, Krishna, then he will fulfill your desires. That's why in the Rasa dance also there are some gopi, Maharaj, there are some gopis, they are representing the sages in Naimisaranya. No, sorry, sages in Dandakaranya in previous life. So in this way, this is the situation here. So here is an important lesson for us that that is Kubja is telling, I can't help being agitated. You made the mistake of touching me. It is not my fault. So Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He can do whatever you like, but we cannot imitate the actions of Krishna or Balaram. So it is very dangerous to freely mix with or touch a body of a woman for a man or for the opposite sex, touching the bodies, because it is given the warning that smaranam kirtanam keli prakhyanam guhyabhasanam, all these things they are prohibited in intimate with the opposite sex. Not to thinking of opposite sex in our mind, different situations when he is connected with someone else, or talking about the women's or opposite sex. Kirtan keli means joke. Just like here we see Krishna was joking with Kubja, who is there. So it is not for the ordinary situation for us, it is not recommended to joke with the opposite sex. If you joke, definitely you get the reaction. Kubja is telling, this is, I can't help being agitated, because when you touch the body of your opposite sex, then it is generally, definitely it will be agitated the mind. So, that is the mind agitated. You make the mistake of touching me. So that's why one should not touch the body of the opposite sex. Those are brahmachari is strictly prohibited. But even for a grahastha, a serious, Prabhupada used the word grahastha brahmachari. Even one is satisfied with one woman and get married in a proper way, they are living as a husband wife. So they are not also joking with other women. They have only conjugal relation with their own wife, husband wife, but not with other people. Similarly, we see when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though he was when a small boy, he was a nutty, was a, maybe joking with some small girls and some other boys. But when he became young, he was very serious. He never talked to any woman. Even he was become a grahastha, except Vishnupriya. Even he very rarely joke with Vishnupriya. There is Mahaprabhu was very strict talking to other women. Never talk to other women. Even after he taking sannyas, he was completely strict. He never talked to any woman. So we can learn from this situation that this Kubja became agitated. He told, it is not my mistake. You mistake, why you touch my body? You touch my body, then my mind become agitated. So I am helpless. And she become completely agitated in lusty desires, and she was just grabbing Krishna, come to my home. Hare Krishna. So we must be very cautious. We must remember all these situations. So as Lord Chaitanya by his own behavior, he taught us is very strict, to be strict with the opposite sex in spiritual life. And so so that's why here we see that how Krishna favored Kubja or the hunchbacked woman Trivakra. But Krishna fulfills his desire. Now he will not go with her. He told, okay, in forthcoming verses, Krishna promised him that now it is not possible. I am going to for some other purpose. After killing Kamsa, then he returned back to Kubja's house. So it mentioned in Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, the love of Kubja with Krishna. This is like iron. And the love of gopis with Krishna is like gold. This is, they have no lusty desire there. Gopis and Krishna, gopis were they are so much attracted to Krishna, but not with lusty desires. Their purpose is only to satisfy Krishna. They have no question of satisfying their own senses. But here we see, Kubja was thinking, about herself. She became agitated and she just lost, in a lusty way, just grabbing Krishna, just touching Krishna's cloth and grabbing Krishna to her house. So that is the love of Krishna stay with Kubja. That is Kubja's love for Krishna and gopi's love for Krishna is not in the same platform. They are just like gold and iron. This is so that's why Kubja is favored by Krishna, but not like gopis. So, so I stop here. Any question or comment? Not contradictory. Kubja is not in platform of gopis, but she is also not ordinary person. I told that the Kubja is not ordinary. Kubja is not ordinary. Kubja is but not in the same platform of gopis. So gopi has pure love and Kubja has not pure love. That is, there's lusty. Her approaching Krishna is based on lusty desires. So the gopis are pure, they have pure love for Krishna. So what is wrong? What is your question? When Krishna has so many people mixed with Krishna, but Krishna, they are not, all are not in the same platform. Krishna, when he appeared in these pastimes in this material world, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they brought all their party, whole party from spiritual world. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Jibe Dayakari, So Parsada, Siyo Dhamma, Sahavatari. Atyanta Durlabha Prema Karivare Dana, Sikhaya Saranagati, Bhakatera Prana. So they are just like a drama party, they are appearing in this planet, and they, after finishing their drama, they can go to their abode. So whether Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are not doing his pastimes with ordinary peoples. They are liberated souls. But still the liberated souls, they have in different platforms. Okay? Yes.
Uchha was in previous life, he was like Sultan Khan. Then evidence in the authentic Shastra. There is a mention in Shastra and the scriptures.
What is Shastra?
In
Tretaya Yuga, some Puranas mentioned that she was Supanakha in Ramchandra's pastimes. So Ramchandra did not fulfill his desires. Her desires are not fulfilled by Ramchandra, so Krishna fulfills his desire.
It's
mentioned in Puranas. It is mentioned in many Puranas. I saw in Padma Purana, some Puranas is mentioned. I did not check in Garga Sangita. Garga Sangita also there mentioned previous lives of different peoples. But this is mentioned in Puranas that his Supanakha, the desires was not fulfilled by Ramachandra, they are fulfilled by Krishna. Just like sages of Naimisa, this same Dandakaranya, they are conjugal feeling with Ramachandra, thinking to embracing Ramachandra. Ramachandra told in your future, Krishna will fulfill this. They appeared as gopis. Similarly, Ramachandra was Marjada Purushottam. He was very strict with one woman, one wife, Sita. But Krishna is Lala Purushottam. He fulfilled the desires of others. Those desires are not fulfilled by Ramachandra, they are fulfilled by Krishna. Krishna is so merciful. Okay, any other question? Comment? ओके ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय हरे कृष्ण।